Jumping in on Manx Radio
with Howard and Chris Kane.
Hello.
Good evening.
And welcome. And it's that time once again. 9 o'clock on a Saturday night. It means it's the time for best in all things modern and jazz-wise in Jumping In with Chris and myself, H. And you know what? It's Record Store Day.
It is. Welcome to this week's show. As H says, something of a special as we dedicate the majority of the show to Record Store Day. What is that, I hear you cry? Well, inaugurated back in 2007, this is a biannual event that happens on a Saturday, typically the third Saturday in April, and then again on the so-called Black Friday in November, and is dedicated to the 260-odd and growing, I note, number of independent record stores across the UK. Even the big chains are coming back. HMV's opened a new store in London and another one in Liverpool. Perfect. And there are a number of releases across the globe to celebrate this event. And we hope to bring you some of the best here tonight. So, H, what appeals to you about the long player versus the silver spinner that is the CD, or, heaven forfend, the download? And who slipped into the groove for you this week, or is it just a lot of pop and crackle?
Well, you get more exercise playing LPs, of course. You have to get up and down to keep turning them over. So much to go for. An awful lot of stuff released. We've been kindly sent some from some of the friends of the show. So I thought I might dip into a little bit of Vince Guaraldi. How about some Steve Lacy and Mal Waldron and the man from Saturn, Sun Ra.
And from me, we dig, we bop, we run. And to start off with, not a special record store special, but a journey with an Israeli-born, New York-based drummer, Dan Fugash, and his big band from their recent release, Bianca. This is Massa. Thank you. Was Massa, which I'm sure the educated lot you all know means journey in Hebrew, taken from Bianca, the composer, drummer and arranger Don Pugacz's second album with his big band. The Bianca in the title, incidentally, is the Pugacz family's much-loved rescue dog, a pit bull terrier who recently passed away. And indeed, the album is subtitled Music for Paws and Persistent, P-A-W-S. Some lovely writing on the album, and we heard solos there from trumpeter Dave Adwumi and tenorman Jeremy Powell. Dan says that Massa was written to celebrate his coming to the US and gaining his citizenship. The wordless vocals on it put me a little bit in mind of some Kenny Wheeler, which I was listening to only the other day when he did Norman Winston to great effect. And there can be no better compliment than that, I don't think. And we heard a solo, of course, at the end from Dan on the drums.
Terrific stuff, great way to get going. We are celebrating, mostly through the programme, not exclusively, but mostly, of course, it's Record Store Day, this very day. Woo-hoo. It's a time to get out and celebrate your independent record store, if you're lucky enough to have one. And frankly, they're thin on the ground these days. Sound Records on the Isle of Man, the only place I can think of where you can go and take your choice from a vast selection of vinyl of all sorts, including jazz, I'm happy to say. I haven't been down for a while, I'll be honest, but I have been in several times and seen Jack and Ed down there, and they have had a very good display, and I've bought bits of vinyl there in the past. So, and they celebrate Record Store Day. Yeah. Get down there or wherever you might be around the world listening and try and celebrate jazz on vinyl, jazz in particular, and your local record independent store.
Of course, only if you have a turntable.
Well, yeah, that helps, doesn't it? Well, they might have a CD as well, but go to your store. That's the main thing. Mal Waldron and Steve Lacy, that's something that's been released. Lots of special releases, which the whole thing, which are released to celebrate Record Store Day. And this is one of several dozen, I'd imagine, from Elemental Music for Record Store Day. Mal Waldron, Steve Lacy, The Mighty Warriors, live in Antwerp, recorded in 1995. Never before available. And let's hear them giving their interpretation of Monk's Epistrophe.
Thank you.
I love the tonk on the end there, just to finish it off. Very, very quirky indeed. Andrew Cyril at the drums. Mal Waldron, Steve Lacy live in Antwerp in April the 20th. No, I beg your pardon, in 1995, it wasn't exactly to the day, now coming out as part of Record Store Day, a limited edition 2LP Record Store Day, also available as a 2CD package on April the 26th. And the music transferred from the original tapes, preserved by Patrick Violin, son of the legendary saxophonist Barney. But I'm never sure it's Violin or Wylen, W-I-L-E-N, take your pick. The Mighty Warriors. Good stuff, really enjoyed that. Great quirky mix of Monk's epistrophe there. Great track. And it's noted there that Lacy and Waldron first shared a stage at the Five Spot in 1958. They performed for a lot after that, often in Europe, where they both settled in the 1960s, although originally it wasn't thought they were much of a match. Lacy's saxophone, as you heard there, quite chirpy, fluttery sort of sound, quite light. Waldron, much sort of deeper, more melancholic sound he always had. Very sort of rich sort of sound as a Schubert leader, as it says in some of the press liner notes. But they both loved Monk, and so they got together and played a lot of Monk in the years for the rest of them. I think Mal was 70 when he was playing that one. Great night, great music from that one. Mal Waldron was one of those points of light that sometimes appear in music, Andrew Cyril says. And Steve Lacy, well, we saw him actually it was Outside In or somewhere like that, yeah, where he played a solo set just on soprano sax and played. And he brought on also, he had a grand piano which insisted on being on stage. And on several numbers, he played, rather than playing his solo sax out to the audience, he played it into the piano and then held down chords so the piano would resonate. Very effective. Yeah. Great stuff.
Yeah, great stuff indeed. And just interesting how deep these cupboards under the stairs are, with countless releases coming out for the first time of high-quality recordings of live material. Well, my second release is coming out as a limited run, not in one, but in two different limited editions. The first on AAA Virgin Black Pressed Vinyl, taken from the original master tapes in mono for around about £40. And the other, more special still, is a limited edition in Virgin AAA Red Vinyl in stereo for an eye-watering £130.
Yes.
Yes, you have night and day in the prices and night and day in the tune, but can you guess who it is?
Thank you.
Did you guess who it was? I tell you, the album sleeve on the original and indeed on this new release had plaudits from some great people singing this person's praises, including quotes from Miles Davis, George Shearing, Ahmad Jamal and Cannonball Adderley. And yes, of course, it was the wonderful Everybody Digs Bill Evans. And of course they do, don't they? Released in 1958, Bill Evans at the piano, Sam Jones on the bass and Philly Joe Jones at the drums. And again, lovely work at the end there, just with the rim shots towards the end of it. Classic stuff. I mean, incidentally, there are also two new releases seeing the light for the first time a day from the archive recordings of Cannonball Adderley in France to look out for. But sadly, they haven't turned up in our inbox. But, well, they'll be worth digging out.
They will indeed. You're listening to Jumpin' In, Chris and myself, H, with you through until the top of the hour, celebrating Record Store Day 2024 with featuring quite a small handful would be a more accurate description of some of the jazz releases coming out for Record Store Day 2024. Lots of great jazzy things, including this one from Elemental again, which had been sent to us by our friend Anne Braithwaite, Elemental Records, the jazz detective and Deep Digs music group, Sun Ra. What a character. I'd love to have seen it one of Sun Ra's orchestra shows live. It must have been a real assault on the senses,
eye-opener
and everything else, I think. He always reckoned he came from Saturn. He might have done, possibly Pennsylvania. The jury's still out on that one. Either way, he was a real character. Bassist Reggie Workman said, it's hard to find words big enough to explain who Sun Ra was. We're speaking about a very unique character. I don't know you can have gradations of unique, just unique probably. A learned man and a very unusual mind. I had the chance to play with Sun Ra a couple of times, either a session or some rehearsal or something like that. I was always very busy. I always liked to make time to see him, though, because being in his company was an important thing. It was always an experience. And the great drummer Jack DeJohnette said, playing with Sun Ra was always challenging. He never laid down any rules at all about how one should play. He'd just write the music and then just leave everybody to use their own creative imagination to interpret what they thought of it. End of. Consequently, it was always interesting. Have a listen to Rose Room. Oh, yes, indeed. Sun Ra, the mysterious man from Saturn. Herman Blunt, as was his real name, apparently, but Sun Ra is what he went through throughout his entire career. From the Jazz Detective and previously unreleased Sun Ra at the Showcase Live in Chicago, 1976 and 1977, being released for a Record Store Day 2024. Again, limited to LP Store Day exclusive out this very day, April the 20th, and I think there's a two CD package due in about a week's time as well. If you get the sort of package, you know, you get rare photos, notes by John Corbett, interviews, etc., etc. All the usual stuff. The intergalactic jazz icon of Sun Ra, such as he was, left his generation, left his mark on generations of pianists, and yes, still, I think, is held in esteem by a few and mystery by others and just bewilderment by quite a few more, it has to be said. If you've never tried out Sun Ra before, have a dig. Why don't you celebrate, you know, splash out, try a little bit of Sun Ra, see how you go. You get the gist of it there. It's a sort of mixture of old-time swing and sort of new-time swing, unusual sounds, quite free in sections, large orchestration with usually 18-19 piece with all sorts of people playing. I can rattle off a few of them, won't go through the whole band, but Sun Ra, of course, on piano and electric keyboards, long-time associate John Gilmore on tenor sax, Marshall Allen on alto sax and cora, Danny Davis on flute, Danny Ray Thompson, baritone, etc., etc., and the great Luckman Ali at the drums.
He wasn't overly concerned what you did with your instrument either. That was pretty much left to you, whether you chose to blow it, bash it,
go
wave
whatever.
It around, whatever you want to do.
Anything goes.
Next from me, another Record Store special, and this time a track from a special release on the Mac Avenue label from our friend Casey Conroy at Mac. And this album has a title which is often levelled as a criticism of jazz groups. But who's going to play the melody? And from that album, here's Bebop, of course. Bebop, of course, taken from the new duet release for Record Store Day from bassists Christian McBride and Edgar Meyer. Whilst perhaps you won't listen to the whole album at once, it does get a little bit bassy, shall we say, if you go through the whole thing in one go, but there's some great virtuosic playing here from both bassists, and that track was a Christian McBride original. Other than one track where Christian slips over to the piano, it's all bass with enough plucked, bowed, strummed sounds to keep any bass fan happy.
Hi, this is Dave Holland. I just want to let you know you're listening to Manx Radio. The show is jumping in with Chris and H. Hope you enjoy it. Keep listening.
To do a blues that we call Yusuf's Mood.
Thank you.
Terrific stuff, Yusuf's Blues. Yusuf Lateef Quartet at the 72 Avignon Concert, another limited edition 2LP record store day exclusive. Tricky to say that. Available today, 2CD package again, 26. Wonderful stuff, great find. Yusuf Lateef and the Quartet with Kenny Barron at the piano here. Wouldn't recognise him, would you? Bob Cunningham, Albert Tootie Heath. And a lovely ballad with a flute and piano with a flower. Before that, Vince Guaraldi. Again, a couple of those coming up for Record Store Day. And that was actually taken with the octet rather than the trio from the original soundtrack to, I think, It's a Long Summer, Charlie Brown. And you'll find some of those being released, the Charlie Brown, wonderful Charlie Brown music by Vince Guaraldi and his band for Record Store Day 2024. Check out loads of good stuff.
And we just got time to fit in one last one for this special edition, and that would be from saxophonist Kenny Garrett, who for this, his first electronic album, was paired with electronic producer and electronic music performer Svoy. It's like Savoy, but without an A. And from Who Killed AI, here's Miles Running Down AI.
Do you have that record player?
Chill. See you next week.